Daily Scramble Live.
All right, it's KX93.5. I'm Jason Feddie, and that is Tyler Russell. Good morning, Tyler Russell. Oh, the phone's going. Wait a minute, I need to introduce our next guest. So let me just say this. Do you know that song, you know, the Adam Sandler song, where he lists people that are Jewish for Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Right. You may not know this, but I am actually Jewish. Just kidding. I know you know that. Okay. So here's somebody on the line right now who's definitely Jewish. I'm very excited to talk to him. Matty Shives on the phone. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, thanks.
It's really lovely of you to call in. I'm actually a little giddy with excitement because I've always wanted to have a chat with you. And I'm delighted that you're out touring. You're coming down our way tomorrow night to the Coach House. Say that again, that time?
13th. Yeah.
To play at the Coach House. So on Friday, that's right. Yeah, so how's it feel to be touring? You enjoying it?
It feels good, yeah. It feels good to be touring. It's what I do. Been doing it for 12 years now, 200 days a year. So this is pretty comfortable with it at this point.
Well, you're actually really well known for live albums. That first album, Live at Stubbs, sort of just wonderful, seminal record that really reached a lot of people. And this new record is another live record back at Stubbs. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, it's Live at Stubbs, Volume 3. It's like a 10-year anniversary, and I just wanted to I basically put together for this tour like a band of guys that I've been playing with for years in different bands. I've had like a few different bands over the years, and I kind of put together like what I consider to be like an all-star band of guys I've played with from different schools that come from different musical backgrounds and such, because my music is so kind of all over the place. So it's all about finding the right people that can kind of create, that can do all these different type of genres, different styles, genres, mixes. So basically we went out, we recorded Live at Stubbs, is like the first thing, and then booked the tour, and now we're out here, yeah, just developing this sound and paying tribute to some of the old songs. A lot of the songs we're doing throw back to even the very first versions, which were on Shake Off the Dust, which was like the roots reggae record I put out before Live at Stubbs, before I signed with a major. So it's a mixture of that and then a lot of the newer songs off of Cata, which lend themselves to kind of what I'm doing now better than some of the other stuff. And that's the gist of it.
Well, the music is brilliant, but sometimes I feel like the fact of your... when you first came out, you were this Hasidic guy with the hat and the peyote and the whole beard and the whole thing. And that was a... some people thought it was shtick. Obviously, it was your spiritual journey, so I wouldn't want to refer to it as that. But it was kind of, the music was almost in some ways clouded by that. Do you ever feel that people are talking too much about your personal spiritual journey than the music itself?
Well, there's no real point in like stressing out what people are talking about. As long as they're talking about you in some form, and it's, you know, that's a good thing. but you know, I really do feel. I feel blessed to be making this music, and you know, my journey and my life journey and all of that, that's at the end of the day what it's all about. It all comes back down to this music and what I'm, you know, creating every night for people. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you said that because I wanted to ask you about it. It's fascinating to me, just as a Jewish guy who's got links and friends in Chabad, your original... movement within the Jewish community, and it's fascinating to me. You, in the wider world, you're not very controversial, just a Jewish guy making music, but in the Jewish world it's quite controversial that you started out bearded and obviously having all the symbols of Jewish piousness, and then more recently you've shaved your beard, taken off the yarmulke, you look actually I must say you look 10 years younger. And so how has that affected you? It must be difficult because it's controversial.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people that go to concerts for a lot of different reasons, and there's a lot of different types of fans, and there's a certain percentage of people that actually are lovers of music and actually are touched by music. And those are the people that I really make the music for. Those are the people I try to focus in on at the concerts when I see them out there. And remind myself that there are people that are affected by this, and that's important. And there's, when you're a musician or an artist or whatever, and you put yourself out there, you put yourself obviously out there for everybody, you know, to have their opinions about you and what you do and And like certainly, like you said, I came out with a very, strong identity. And then at some point felt I needed to literally shave the identity off and kind of jump back into the question mark of life. And so, yeah, there are people there are always people with opinions and always people that are, have all kinds of things, but I don't know, I'm just trying to focus on people that really, really are real fans of the music, you know, not just fans of the guy with the beard or whatever.
Well, I just want to say that I think it's incredibly brave of you, because I don't think people realize how, controversial it can be to certainly in that community to shave your beard and to move on. I mean, you were really their sort of great white hope in some ways. People were delighted. Finally, we've got a guy that's going to we're going to walk down the street and we're not going to be seen as so weird because we've got a famous guy out there who looks like us. And then now, of course,
Well, I don't think anyone expected that to happen. It was like a nice treat when it happened for people, for a lot of people. They're like, oh, cool, like there's a Jewish guy out there who's cool or whatever, and making it cool. But at the end of the day, the people that are still around from that community are the people that like were really connected to the music and really were able to understand my journey and my spiritual, quest through the music. That's what the music was always about. So those people respect me for the honest journey that I'm on, whether or not I've made all the right decisions or not, But the people, then there are the people that don't, that never really connected to the music again, And so those people have all kinds of opinions, and that you have to try to shield that that kind of energy away.
Again, we're on the phone. I want to remind you, with Modest Yahoo, he's got a show at the Coach House in a couple days, this Friday on the 13th. A guy who's been making rap, reggae, alternative rock music for over a decade now, that I remember listening to when I was in high school, and now you're still so relevant, man, with new albums, new live albums coming out. I'm really moved by some of your more recent videos. I know it's been about a year since the newest album came out, since Akeda came out, but some of these videos, like for Surrender, for example, and others, are particularly moving and deep. And what's the making of process for you in these? How do you kind of conceptualize them?
Well, with this last record, Akeda, it was like extremely emotional and intense record for me, and I really feel like it was a major step for me in terms of like the music that I make and that I've been able to make and create. And, this record dealt with, like, my divorce, with my, leaving the religion, with the backlash from, like, we were talking about before with fans and how that really felt. And I went through a lot during that record. So, I wanted to make videos that were intense and, describing that. So I chose on that record, we had there was a song that could have been more of a hit. There's certainly songs on that record that could have been more video friendly or whatever, but I really chose the four songs on that record that really I thought were the heart of the record. And that was Hard Way, Broken Car, Surrender, and Reservoir. And used the same director, and we made four videos together. And some of them were more his ideas, and some of them were more based on mine. So we always kind of met in the middle and did like a combination of the two of our ideas. But he's great. He's got Joe Baufman in Indiana, and I just met him, I think, online, and we tried something out and loved it. So
that's really interesting that you weren't concerned about picking the hits and choosing videos that would represent a hit on the album. Are you done with that? Are you done with trying to be a hit maker? Were you ever that at all? I mean, is it just about kind of expressing your emotions in song these days?
Yeah, I mean, thank God I made a couple of hits, because those are the songs like that are really still connecting, hard with people. One Day and then Sunshine off Spark Seekers, a couple of those, and that's definitely in my capability. And I feel like I can perform and write those songs and do them honestly, without feeling like I'm sacrificing my artistic integrity. So I do feel that isn't a wonderful art to making a pop song, and then I'll continue to make pop songs for sure and make uplifting, feel-good music for people as well. But this record was more about, you know, when everything isn't all sunshiny in one day, you know what I mean? When you're going through the real ups and downs of life. And, yeah. And you know, I deal with that on an everyday, you know, like now, like, you know, we played last night and a girl yelled out, like sitting in the front row, like, oh, just play what we're here for. Give us what we want. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, what do you want? And she's like, one day. And I'm like, do you know any other songs? And she's like looking at her friends like she really didn't. And then her best friend like was like, play King Without a Crown. And we had just played it like two songs before, you know?
Oh, God, and I'm like, terrible.
You well, know, I've got a lot of that. You know, there's a, like I said, there's sure. a lot of people at shows for a lot of different reasons. Some boyfriend just slept some girl or whatever it is, you know. There are someone who heard one day or whatever, but you know, thank God, like, I got four kids. They got to pay the bills. So, you know,
sure.
they can come to the shows.
All right, of course.
They can buy tickets. But and it's good. And it's great. And then there are people there that are, you know, like I said, like, really, really connected on a deeper level with more of the music. But, hey.
Well, the music, the new record, Arcadia, is very self-reflective. And it really does warrant, you know, more than one listen. Because your lyric writing is really... poetic. It always has been, but it just seems so, like you've really learned your craft over the last few years. And it's funny you mention self-sacrifice, and you mention leaving the religion, and yet the record is called Arcadia, which is people may not know is about the near sacrifice of Isaac by Abraham. And so, how do you sort of make that bridge, or are you sort of just trying to find your way through it? The bridge between what you know about Judaism and what you are trying to experience out in the world now?
Well, I guess, you know, I think that for me, the basic thing for me is there was a time in my life when I unraveled, you know, when things kind of came apart for me when I was pretty young. And I prayed to God. I don't have any proof that there was a God, but I believed in God. And I prayed to God, and I did that through my music, you know, in music, you know. And that's kind of like what I try to get back to on this last record and all this, and kind of get away from all the other, you know, this thing or that thing or whatever. At a certain point, I felt like it was my life, and this is my life, and I can do what I want with it. And I didn't feel that for a while when I was super religious. I felt like I had to do things a certain way. And there is a tremendous freedom that came with that and a renewal. And also there are a lot of pitfalls and, you know, a lot of things that came up as well on the other side of that. So, you know.
Well, I
jumped back into the world, and for better or for worse. And I think it was what I needed to do. And it's where I am now. And I still, like you said, you know, the record is called Arcadia, and it's a deep thing. It's real. It's a real thing.
Well, I personally want to thank you because, you know, you're authentic and a human being, and for living it in public, that takes some balls, frankly. And so I just think it'd be interesting to watch you, and I'm really excited to see you at the Coach House on Friday, the 13th.
And we will have some tickets to give away to that show. We'll do some via text and also on Twitter. So anybody listening can watch our Twitter, twitter.com/KX935, and we will give away some tickets to see Modest Yahoo on Friday.
I can't help it. I've got to ask one more question, Tom.
Go ahead.
Because it just seems to me, as you were talking, you know, you've gotten back to a more personal connection with the divine, which is really what Judaism's all about. You've kind of come full circle.
Yeah, there's a lot of different circles I'm in and out of and completing. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the gist of it, I think. Yeah. The personal relationship. I mean, Judaism is about more than that, though. It's really about community, and it's about... there's a lot. There's so much. There's so much in it, you know. It could be about a lot of things, so... But yeah, that personal connection with God is really what's gotten me through a lot in my life, so I feel like... That stays, you know. Hopefully it does.
Brilliant. Well, thanks so much. I personally could learn from you all day. So thanks very much for talking to us, Matt. It's brilliant to hear from you. And Friday at the Coach House. Great.
Right. And we'll play that song Surrender that we were talking about as one of the emotional kind of heartfelt videos you released from Arcadia. We'll play that right now on the air. Modest Yahoo, Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate your time this early in the morning.
Yeah, I'm glad I woke back up and
started. We are too.
Thanks, man.
We'll see you soon at the show. Bye.